Chapter 62. LP, John Atman, Eugene Case, Dion, and Faith Amana were still at the recording studio absorbing Eugene's story about the whales singing to him in Morse code. LP was stuck on a small detail that Eugene seemed to have forgotten. "But wait a second," LP finally said. "Didn't you say Diego's recording was incomplete? And didn't you say you got the whole thing?" "I did indeed. It took a while to get the recording organized once I realized it hadn't been obliterated, but I've got it here, and John and I were about to review it before you three came back here," Case said. "Anyway, John, how's your Morse code?" Atman laughed. "Completely useless. You might as well ask me to speak ancient Aramaic, or give you the square root of 692, he joked. It was Faith who stepped up and acknowledged that she had a basic understanding of Morse code. At the looks of astonishment from the others, she stood and opened her arms outwards, conveying the international body language sign for what? "Sailing," she said, blushing slightly. "Well, yacht club. We young social media mavens need to have some basic talents. It's about time I did something useful here." "It seems privilege has its virtues," Dion said. "And here I thought you spent all that time pulling on the mainsails of young members." "Ha ha," Faith responded in a childish tone, "just when you were ready to count me out." "Great. Let's get this set up," LP said, rubbing his hands together in anticipation. It took the group a while to download the recording, put it into Atman's computer, and then remove all the noise associated with the ocean movement and other distractions. Within about 15 minutes, they had a nice clean frequency wave file of Case's recording. "Right now, it's too low and too slow, so we'll make the same kinds of adjustments Mariana and Diego did for you," Atman offered. He tapped a few keys and scrolled the mouse to get the right settings, and then hit the play button. The series of dashes and dots were impossible to miss. Faith was standing, looking upwards, intently focused on the sound she was hearing. "Wow, I can't believe we're hearing this. This is a first in the history of the planet, I believe." "Right?" Case said, confirming her amazement. "This is what I've spent my life working towards." "You're going to have to play it again. It was hard to focus, but I think I heard 6 letters and not 5, she stated. "Loop 2, on the way," Atman said as he hit the looping button. Again, Faith assumed a stance that made it seem like she was counting the tiny holes in the tiles on the ceiling. "Definitely 6. Definitely 6," she repeated. "And," Dion prompted, "the last 5 are definitely A-N-G-E-R, so I get the confusion about the message, thinking it was about whales being mad at humans, but," she paused again, thinking and processing, "I'm pretty sure the first letter is a dash and 2 dots." "I do believe you're correct," Case confirmed. "Which would make it a D," Faith said. "So, danger." "Like, lost in space danger?" LP asked, knowing half the people here wouldn't get his reference to the 1960s sci-fi show. "I guess," Faith answered, trying not to indulge LP's attempt at humor. She turned to Case. "But what do you think you were being warned about?" "There was nothing near us," Case replied. "In fact, it was kind of creepy how there was nothing around us. Usually there are small schools of fish nearby, or maybe a dolphin or two. On the rare occasion, there might be a shark present, but they tend to stay away from the whales." He continued, "As you know, I've been up to my eyeballs in this kind of stuff for decades, and I've never encountered something as unique as this." "Understood," Atman said. "I've never come across anything like this before either." "Okay," LP jumped in. "We're agreed. It's really friggin' weird. So what do we do about it now?" "We've got a little bit of evidence, but I don't know if it tells a complete story," Atman responded. "How do I get a full story?" LP asked. Everyone froze, not knowing how to answer what seemed like a simple question. It was Dion who spoke first, looking intently at LP. "You're going to have to go back to that bitch of a girlfriend and get her to give you the inside scoop,"